This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. As Kimberly just reported, this holiday season feels more like seasons. But do not get me wrong. The sacred retail holiday that is Black Friday still very much matters. Retailers, of course, rely on people flocking to malls and big box stores in a desperate pursuit for the best deals. Meanwhile, other people, especially the younger ones, will show up from the comfort of their home, clicking and dragging their favorite things into online shopping carts. So, question is, which are you? Team Internet or Team Brick and Mortar? Or, as Marketplace's Elizabeth Troval reports, both.
Ahead of Black Friday, the cast of the 2004 movie Mean Girls reunited for a Walmart ad campaign.
After high school, Gretchen formed her own clique. The Wieners household.
In one spot, grown-up mean girl Gretchen Wieners tells her casually dressed daughter,
"Oh, sweetie, it's Wednesday. You're wearing sweatpants.
I'm online shopping all day. Walmart's Black Friday deals just dropped."
This throwback campaign represents Walmart's strong omni-channel retail strategy, says Brittany Steiger at Mintel.
Their in-store experience is really consistent. They have a lot of doors throughout the U.S., but they're also putting a lot of effort into online Black Friday deals.
Because the lines between in-store and online are blurring.
Retailers and brands are increasingly looking to omnichannel as a more cohesive whole rather than a separate and distinct in-store and online shopping experience.
It's not in-store versus online. It's in-store and online and something in between. Claire Tassin is an analyst with Morning Consult.
This year, I'm noticing a pretty large uptick, honestly, in the number of people who are using buy online, pick up in-store, buy online, pick up curbside.
Tassin says at the same time, retailers are trying to get people back into physical aisles, pushing the whole sparkly holiday experience because in store,
people are going to impulse buy more items, small items that you're like, oh, let me just add this into my cart.
But with cyber shopping, you can have lots of virtual carts open and price is king. Morningstar analyst David Schwartz.
With online shopping, price transparency is easier than ever before.
He says while the pandemic accelerated e-commerce, some retailers still have that special sauce for getting customers to show up in person. Ulta, Dick's Sporting Goods, and Five Below.
You see a lot of teenagers that they just like to hang out there and buy candy and their weird stuff they sell in Five Below.
But he says the bottom line is that for retailers, it's not so much where people shop as it is, are you selling what they want to buy? I'm Elizabeth Troval for Marketplace.